Welcome back to Focus on the Community. I'm your host, Minister HD. Today's segment is a community informational spotlight. Today, we are focusing on American Legion's first female national commander, and that is U.S. Army veteran Denise Rowan promotes Family First Agenda. Now, the American Legion is the nation's largest veterans service organization with about 2 million members and about 13,000 posts worldwide, whose members are involved in community-based support of veterans, service members, and their families. The American Legion is strongly committed to helping veterans and military families with its outreach programs and lobbying efforts as a new generation of returning veterans reintegrate into the community. Who better to bring us in the loop than the national commander of the American Legion, Commander Denise Rowan. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning, Mr. HT, and I couldn't have said that better, so I should have been recording what you just said. That was perfect.
Well, as they say, that's what I do. And with that, now, you just made history just a few months ago, back in August, when you became the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization during the American Legion's 99th National Convention, where you themed the year Family First. Now, what's your Family First agenda all about?
Well, the Family First agenda is all about the fact that I believe that we were all put on earth to take care of one another. And we have our immediate families that, you know, that we were born into. But when you join the military, you get another family, because those people that you go through basic training with and that you're serving with, they become your brothers and sisters as you're depending on them. And then when you leave the military and you're a lot of people get placed in communities, they end up in communities they didn't grow up in. And then we find the American Legion family, which is all about, again, taking care of one another and having that bond, that military bond. And we have military spouses also who are part of the American Legion family. We have the Legion, the Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, and American Legion Riders. We become a nice, close-knit family also. And then when you look at the strengths and the purpose of the American Legion itself, we're taking care of military and their families, veterans, their families. In reality, when you look at our four pillars, we're taking care of our nation's families. So it's really just about taking care of one another and treating each other with respect and love. And
awesome.
That's what the Family First theme is all about. Yep.
And it doesn't get any better than that. Now, what are the important issues facing veterans today?
Well, veterans are looking, one of the things we keep watching for and concerned about is health care. I've met a lot of veterans who live in rural areas who are concerned about the distance they have to drive to get the health care. So we're watching that program, the CHOICE program, and now the CARE program. We're concerned about military budgets. Also, veterans who have filed claims and they're trying to get the benefits that they earned. And we're also concerned about military suicides or veteran suicides across the nation as well.
Yeah, because this what they experience, a lot of times we can't even describe.
Exactly. And again, that Family First theme, we're hoping that veterans will find one another. And that's where the American Legion, when we open our doors and say, hey, we've been through some of these same experiences, and just to sit down and listen to one another and helping to identify that somebody might be going through a crisis, that they, you know, it's just taking the time to listen to one another and saying, hey, we need to get you some help, and we need to get you into some sort of services and taken care of. So.
Yeah, and Commander, it's always a plus when you're in familiar territory or you're talking with someone, as you just said, has some type of experience of what you're going through. It makes it that much easier for the person to really know that they're being heard.
Exactly. And that's why this Veterans Day in just a couple of weeks, I'm asking American Legion posts from across the nation to open up their doors and invite the community in so the community can help see not only what the American Legion family does within their communities and across the nation, but also to get that connection and say, hey, you know, this is someplace I'd like to go, and just feel part of the community and part of that sense of belonging to something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, and Commander, I really think, you know, a lot, a big percentage of the nation, you know, we really don't quite get the importance of Veterans Day. And I think you doing that would really, even the public, allow us to really get to know what the real meaning of Veterans Day is and why the American Legion is really necessary.
Well, exactly. And Veterans Day is really all about honoring and thanking everyone who served in the military, those currently serving as well as those who are out of uniform right now, because once we take that oath, we continue to serve this nation no matter if we have that uniform on or not. It's a matter of pride.
Exactly. Now, what is the American Legion? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I went back in time here. Here, let's go here. Why is the National Commander preparing to visit the Far East? Where are you going?
Well, we are going into South Korea, Okinawa, and the Philippines, and we're going there. We have currently serving military troops there, so we're going to visit them, make sure that their needs are being met, and that if they're concerned about family issues that they may have. Some military families are over there serving with their military personnel, and others are here at home. So we're making sure that military families are taken care of, but we also have American Legions and American Legion Auxiliary units over in those countries. And so we want to make sure that they have what they need, and just a visit to check on them and say how proud we are of the fact that even though they're not, may not be in the United States, that we're proud of the service they continue to provide overseas.
Exactly, and it doesn't get any better than getting a visit from the top of the command to make sure that they have what they need,
exactly.
What their concerns are. It doesn't get any better than that.
Exactly.
Now, Commander,
right.
Where can we go to find more information about the American Legion?
Oh, you can be on our legion.org is our website. You can be there for, I would say, months and not cover all the subjects that we have in there. Just legion.org.
Wow. Doesn't get any easier than that. And I really, again, for those of you that were, you know, where I were years ago, you know, I knew about the American Legion. I knew about Veterans Day, but I didn't really have the gist of it until I took the time out to really see what it was all about. So I'm asking all of our listeners to go to legion.org and find out about the American Legion and how you can be support and a help to our veterans.
That would be fantastic. Thank you.
And we truly appreciate you at the head of the command making history to do so. I don't think there's a lot of times it doesn't get any better than, I'm just going to say it, a woman's touch when it comes to family. So I am truly impressed. I am taking my hat off to you, and I know we're going to get a great job from you. Keep doing what you do.
I look forward to it. It is a humbling and honor. It's such an honor to be National Commander, male or female. What a fantastic place to be. So thank you.
Awesome. And you heard it here on The Morning Show.